My name is Sharon Dolev. I'm from Greenpeace in Israel. I'm a peace and disarmament campaigner. I'm also promoting the Arab Peace Initiative with a small group of people we called RPM, Regional Peace Movement. What's going on in Israel is that while the peace talks are going nowhere, at least we're talking about it, when it comes to nuclear issues and especially nuclear bombs, there's no talks in Israel whatsoever. Ambiguity really live and exist in Israel. We don't talk about it, we don't think about it, unless it's about Iran. I mean, we always talk about Iran. People in Israel, or if you see Israeli newspapers, it's always like a countdown. When will Iran will get its bomb? It's amazing. For 2 years now, almost once a week, you'll see an article saying that Iran is just 1 year away from a bomb. I mean, we're very consistent on there, 1 year away from a bomb. And people in Israel are scared. They're really scared because when you're so scared, you don't think. People don't think about the fact that Iran might want the bomb because Israel has the bomb, according to foreign sources, of course. And people don't think about the fact that Iran wants the bomb because Iran wants to be a nuclear power. And if Iran wants to be a nuclear power, why would Iran give up its bomb and throw it on Israel once it gets it? But this is what people in Israel believe. And when people believe like that, it's very hard to talk and it's very hard to think. And this is what we're trying to do.
What is gained by keeping people in Israel terrified?
I think that every government in the world would love its citizens to be as scared as the as Israelis are scared. I mean, people that are scared are more obedient. They're not asking questions about other policies. They're not asking hard questions about other policies, about where the money goes. Why does it need to be that half of our budget goes to military? I mean, people that are afraid are obedient citizens. And not to mention the fact that for the media it's great. People that are scared are buying newspapers, you know, a lot.
So fear sells.
Fear sells all over the world. We're not different from that, apart from the fact that in Israel fear is very successful on one hand, and on the other hand, we have real reasons to be scared. I mean, it's not like we're living in a vacuum. We do live in the Middle East, surrounded by states that do not recognize us. We did have several wars. It's not coming from nowhere, so it's very easy to create more fear than the just a little fear that we should have.
So how should citizens groups and groups like Greenpeace deal with that and ameliorate it?
Asking questions that other people don't ask. Keep working, keep sending PRs to the media until the media doesn't have any choice but stop ignoring us. Keep bringing up the idea of less fear. Keep asking, you know, promoting the ideas like just what I just said about Iran. I mean, when you talk about Iran, logically, the people that you talk to start to think differently. The thing is, of course, that it's very hard to get to the media. So after 2 years of work, we actually started to get to the media, which is amazing. It was hard, but it happened. So this is what we have to do. We have to stop being afraid of talking about it, and most of it, we have to stop being afraid of the ambiguity. Just because we're not allowed to say whether we have or don't have the bomb doesn't mean that we shouldn't ask ourselves questions about the bomb. And that's what we're doing. And of course, we need more of that. It's not enough.
You said yesterday that Greenpeace in Israel was the only place that the Greenpeace is doing nuclear weapons campaigning. That must be quite an interesting place to do this kind of work. Do you find that the people in Israel are receptive to what you're saying and doing?
Not really. And I have to say that we're also doing some disarmament work in England and Belgium and Spain. But without Greenpeace, we wouldn't be able to do it. I mean, Greenpeace is giving us this international umbrella that allows us to say things. But every time I open my mouth, or meaning not, you know, not at home, but in the media, people are calling and canceling their support of Greenpeace. It's not easy just because we're Greenpeace, and just because we have the media now, it doesn't make it easy. People are angry at Greenpeace for dealing with it. And that's one of the reasons, by the way, that Greenpeace cannot sustain this campaign for long, or else Greenpeace will cease to exist in Israel. But we have to put lots of emphasis of other things that Greenpeace is doing in Israel. Alongside, we're building this anti-nuclear movement that hopefully in a year will be self-sufficient. Maybe it will take longer because we really don't have any money and we cannot fundraise inside Israel for it. So we will have to find ways to fundraise outside Israel for it. No one in Israel will give us money for disarmament.
It complicates everything, doesn't it? Making it work, making your work even harder.
Yeah, and more interesting. I mean, I see it as a challenge, and I love challenges. Challenges makes me, you know, energize me. So,
excellent. Thank you.